outline application, how it should be performed. The present required disclosure, comply with the various lending regulations. Be compliant with the security requirement, such as multi-factor authentication, wherever it is applicable. Collect the necessary application data. Make it easy, quick and friendly for the applicants, so that actually complete and application form don't abandon. And get a current credit report. That is again CIBIL. CIBIL score. Once the form is filled up, it is submitted to the branch, then processing starts. How the processing happens? If the borrower has a creditworthiness, then he or she can be qualified for the loan. Recent changes in the market and the industry have made stated the income and stated assets loan a thing of the past, and a full income and asset documentation is now required. They seek to pay off the debt that is outstanding in the amount. Any earlier loan, better pay off and then apply. These debts are called as liabilities. These liabilities are calculated into a ratio that lenders used to calculate the risk which they are taking on this borrower. This ratio is called as debt to income ratio, that is called DTI in short. If the borrower has excessive debt that he or she wishes to pay off, and that the ratio from those debtors exceeds a limit of DTI, that is debt to equity ratio, then the borrower has either to pay off few of its outstanding debts, loans, or pay off just an outstanding debt, that's all, so as to qualify for the fresh loan. After the assessment, the time has come whether any collateral is to be asked for to the buyer or not, borrower or not. The norms are: appraise the borrower's property that he wishes to have the loan against. This is done to prevent the fraud of any kind of by either borrower or by DSA or DMA. DSA means direct sale agent or direct marketing agent. This amount is divided by the debt that the borrower wants to pay off, plus other disbursements and the appraised value if it is a refinance, or purchase price if it is a purchase, whichever amount is lower, and converted into yet another ratio which is called as LTV ratio, that is loan to value ratio. This ratio determines the type of loan and the risk of the lender it's put up against. Why I am explaining you this? Because as a branch manager, you must a little bit aware that how the process of appraising the loan application starts. You may be aware, but in different bank, different procedures are followed. But the common procedure, once you know, then perhaps it will be easy for you to count for your fresh application, borrower applications. Loan to value ratio for the loans may be or may not exceed around 8 to 85%, as the bank would like to see that the borrower also bring his own contribution, which is called as margin. Loan to value for the loan may or may not exceed 80 to 85%, as the bank would like to see the borrower also bring her own contribution, called as margin in the banking circle. Pricing, including the risk-based pricing and relationship-based pricing is also taken into consideration while processing the loan application. These are the few points which branch manager must know. Now we are moving towards another type of loan which is covered under the priority sector lending. What is a priority sector lending? Priority sector refers to those sectors of economy which may not get timely and adequately credit in the absence of this special dispensation. These are the small value loans to the farmers for agriculture and allied activities, micro and small enterprises, popularly known as SMEs, poor people for housing, students for education, and other low income group and weaker sections of the society. So all these are covered under the priority sector. Priority sector broadly covers these categories. Number one, agriculture. Number two, SMEs, that is small and micro enterprises. Then education, housing, export credit, and few others like government aided scheme, like earlier it was 20-point program, or a DRI scheme where there is a subsidy is made available by the government. Like this, it is covered under others. Direct finance to the agricultures. Now we are discussing about the private sector lending under which there is a direct finance. Now in the direct finance to agriculture, who is covered under this? Who will be the beneficiary? Individual farmers, group of individual farmers which are engaged in the agriculture activity or allied agriculture activities which consist of dairy, fishery, animal husbandry, poultry, beekeeping and sericulture. These are activities which are coming under allied activities in addition to the direct farming. Aggregate limit under this loan under priority sector is permitted up to rupees 2 crores and that too per borrower. For purchase of land for agriculture purpose, loans to distressed families of the farmers indebted to the non-institutional lenders, if farmer has borrowed from non-institutional lender to pay off his dues because it is very high interest rates, having very high interest rate structure, and so as to help him out to pay that debt, the banks are also can be granting the loans to direct loans to the farmers. Loans to the primary agriculture societies, farmer service societies, and a large site Adivasi multipurpose societies, ceded to or managed or controlled by such a bank for onward lending to the farmers for agriculture and allied activity. Group of the society or group of the people or the society to which these individuals are associated. If that group is getting finance, they can further finance to the group members. And it will be okay or good for the bank also. Rather than contacting 20 farmers, they can contact the only society or the credit institution or it can be a cooperative society to get recovery of the loans from time to time. In case of indirect, this is all about direct finance we discussed. In priority sector, that to agriculture. Similarly, under agriculture, there is a chances of indirect finance also. What happens in indirect finance to agriculture? The aggregate loan limit per borrower, which is more than rupees 2 crores in, the entire loan will be treated as indirect finance to the agriculture, more than 2 crores. Loans up to 5 crores to the producers of the companies set up, which are exclusively by only a small and marginal farmers under the agriculture and allied activities. They must have the company, and the company is providing finance to the individual farmers. Under such situation, these companies are eligible to get up to 5 crores the advance, which in turn they may give it further or lend further to the individual borrowers. Bank loans to the primary agriculture society, that is PACS, farmer service society, that is FSS, and the large scale Adivasi multipurpose society, that is LAMPS, are covered under indirect finance. What in case of the micro and the small enterprises under the priority sector? They are also permitted. Bank loan to the micro and the small manufacturing and the service enterprises are provided to these units to satisfy the criteria of investment in the plant and machinery and equipment as per MSME Act, that is Micro and Small and Medium Enterprises Group. Investment related means criteria for granting the loan in SME is investment. It may be 2 lakh in the plant and machinery. Beyond 2 lakh if it goes, or 5 lakhs and it goes, then it will be considered as a medium. That is, and the investment criteria means it is not, loan is not on the basis of something else for other customers or other borrowers, but for these entities, what is they have invested in their plant and machinery. So that investment criteria is more important for the micro and small enterprises. Education loan under the priority sector is a maximum 10 lakhs for inland studies and 20 lakhs for studies abroad is normally granted by the banks with the softer terms, longer duration, soft interest rate. This can be covered under priority sector. Housing loan under priority sector, the loans to the individual up to 25 lakhs in the metropolitan cities and 15 lakhs in case of other centers for purchase and construction of the dwelling unit per family, excluding the loan which is sanctioned by banks, its own employees, is covered under the priority sector lending. Loan to weaker section of the society. It is a government agenda to help to each needy to make available the finance for upliftment of them. The priority sector loans to the following borrowers, these borrowers are considered under the weaker section category. Which are those? One is smaller marginal farmers, artisans, village and cottage industries, where the individual credit limit do not exceed rupees 50,000. The National Rural Livelihood Mission, that is NRLM, Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes, beneficiaries of DRI, that is Differential Rate of Interest, where normally rate of interest is charged not more than 4%. Similarly, beneficiaries of Swarna Jayanti Sahakari Rozgar Yojana, that is SJSRY, as well as the beneficiaries under the scheme of rehabilitation of manual scavengers, SRMS, these kind of borrowers are covered under the weaker section of the society. And for them, it is very small, their requirement is very small, and the processing the application is, or documentation process is also made very soft. In addition to what is discussed, there are some more, that is loans to the self-help group, loans to distressed farmers, indebted to the non-institutional lenders, loans to distressed persons other than the farmers not exceeding rupees 50,000 per borrower to repay their debt to the non-institutional lender. Thereafter, loans to the individual, to the woman beneficiaries up to rupees 50,000 per borrower. These are the sectors, these are the borrowers which are covered under weaker section of the society. As far as overall priority sector lending is concerned, when I say weaker section, there is rate of interest, how much it is? 4%. For the agriculture, what is maximum stipulation? Currently it is 7%. And for all other sectors, again, there are certain softer terms which are stipulated by the regulators. So, interest rate for the loans under the priority sector consists of the rate at which the interest on the various priority sector loans will be as per the RBI's directives, which are issued from time to time, which is linked to base rate of the bank at present, barring few, that is weaker section and the agriculture. Having known all these aspects of the lending, branch manager has to play a typical role. And what role he has to play for processing the applications received from the borrower? The role played by the branch manager consists of a good lender and a recovery expert. He should be, and he should have a knowledge in that, should have a capacity to identify the creditworthiness of the borrower. He can make a proper assessment of their borrowing requirement, should ensure that the amount lent is as per the bank's norms, policy, and guidelines, should be able to ensure that the funds so lent will be repaid in due time. Branch manager may have had an experience in lending the money in their previous assignment in the bank, but their present role has a different perspective where they become responsible for the entire lending of the branch. In most of the banks, the responsibility given to the branch manager is a diluted, and almost the loans are getting sanctioned, processed and sanctioned from their either regional office or from the corporate office or from the head office, depending upon the policy of the bank. But expected that the branch manager must know all these things. The lending decision. Now, even though I said the decision of granting the loan or processing the loan application is happening nowadays by most of the banks at the regional level, or maybe at corporate office level or at a head office level, branch manager should aware that how the decisions are taken, at what level. The lending decisions taken by the branch manager many times is required to be referred to their higher authorities. And this is very important. Decision-making capacity is very important. Of course, we will discuss this decision-making in other chapters also. But branch manager should have a capacity of making the decision for the sanctioning the loan based on the objective of appraisal. However, it remains the subjective phenomenon. There will be an occasion where the branch manager will be required to say yes to one customer and no to other customer. Both have apparently submitted the similar borrowing proposal. Appears to be. Branch managers have to develop the art of saying no where they feel the lending will not be safe. Saying yes to the lending proposal is one of the easiest decisions for the branch manager. Their confidence should be based on the information provided by the customers and the series of appraising procedures followed at the branch before coming to a decision. Also, they should discuss their second in charge or second in command and the credit officer in charge. First process or first step that branch manager is interview of the borrower. What happens during this interview? The interview should be carried out to fulfill basically two objectives. Number one, first to clarify the matter out of the data received from the customer, and second objective is to know more about the person or behind the project and how in view of what position he has in this business. Then subsequently, once the interview is happening, then filling up the form, application form. Once the branch manager are reasonably satisfied with their initial encounter with the prospective borrower and they decides to look at the request of the borrower, the prescribed application form along with the relevant annexure may be given to the borrower. From the bank's point of view, the application form is an important document because it is written by the customer in his own writing and it is signed by him. Once the application form is submitted, the assessing the credit needs of the borrower is an important task. Whether the borrower really needs this finance, branch managers are required to master the skill of appraising the credit needs of the vast range of the clientele. Amount-wise, sector-wise, facility-wise, as well as segment-wise. There is a prevalent tendency among the customers to ask for the amount. They think that the bank will be lent to them and figure out, and they consider realistically if their requirement is need, their requirement is really a thing to be seen. And it's all more important beyond this is that the bank managers, credit officers, to find out the exact need of the customer. He may give several reasons why he is requiring. He may be siphoning the funds and giving it to different sectors or different, or using it for the different sectors. But the assessment part is very important as far as the customer is concerned. Borrower is concerned. Branch manager have to assess the credit need of the borrower depending upon some factors which he must know. Credit needed by the project or the business. Margin brought forward or available in the business. What is the security he is offering that is called margin? That is his own stake, that is borrower's stake. Credit available from the market, then securities available or backup of advance amount or ensure that safety in case of the advance goes bad, unsecured loans, deposits raised by the borrower from family members and friends, likely cash accrual from the business. In addition to that, there are many other factors which are required to be looked into at the pre-sanction stage, which consist of the visit to the proponent or visit to the business place of the borrower before deciding the decision, before taking the decision on credit proposal. Then branch manager and credit officer both should return from the pre-sanction inspection of the both the places, including the residence as well as the business place. And if they are satisfied themselves, will help them to further objectively decide whether to lend money or not to the borrower. So, in situ, they have to assess and then decide whether the proposal is worth considering or not. Pre-sanction inspection is a must before deciding on an advance. Without completing this aspect of the credit appraisal, no advance should be made available to the borrower. Finally, the stage comes for the preparation of the credit proposal for sanction. Once the branch manager decides on sanctioning or recommending an advance, if it is beyond their delegated authority, then a credit proposal is prepared, and for every type of lending by the banks have formats which are already designed. In that format, the credit proposal must be prepared by the branch manager, and in the required sets, whenever it is required to be filled up, branch manager has to or credit officer has to fill up, and originally it was, and the copies and the original needs to be sent to the sanctioning authority, marking the sanctioning authority to keep along with the application form, along with the security documents they have to provide to the sanctioning authority. For sanction lying with the higher authorities, a set of these proposals forms are sent for their consideration. Of course, branch manager and credit officer, they have to recommend with their observation basis on their first visit to the borrower or its business place. The recommendation in case of proposal is sent to the higher authorities or comments where the proposal is within the sanctioning authority of the branch is one of the important section and a part of the credit proposal. If it is well within the sanctioning authority of the branch manager, then branch manager can very well take the decision to grant the loan or not.